Poison Heart by Mary Logue. When Patty Jo Tildy heard her husband holler her name, she was inside the house, sitting at the kitchen table, looking at People magazine and wondering when Cher's face was going to split wide open from all the plastic surgery she had had done. Patty Jo had considered a neck tuck, nothing drastic. She figured she might lose 10 years or so. She had turned 60 in May and wouldn't mind being able to pass for 50 again. Walter hollered again, and she could tell the sound was coming from the barn. She thought of ignoring him. Who knew what stupid thing he wanted to show her? When was he going to realize that she didn't need to see every little thing he discovered? She stood up and walked to the screen door. It was warm out. The wind spun a dust devil in the farmyard.
"Hey!"
Walter yelled. She wondered what he needed. After strolling out the door, she walked slowly toward the barn. When she looked in through the large rolling door, she saw Walter seated on a hay bale, bent over like the old man he was, his hand to his head. She could hear his ragged breathing all the way across the barn. She didn't say anything, just stood and watched.
"Help!"
he hollered, and bent over as if he had been hit by some force. Then he lifted his head and saw her.
"Patty Joe,"
he whispered. She didn't answer him. She had been waiting for this moment for months. She had married hoping it would not be for too long.
"Cull,"
he pointed at his head. He knew what was happening. Walter had suffered a couple of small strokes in the last year. The doctor had told him the next one could be bad. The stupid old man.